All right, guys, welcome to the live stream. Sorry for the late start. Honestly, excuses aside, this is my excuse. It has been the craziest week ever at Linus Media Group. It has actually been
kind of nuts.
Yeah. Like I think I've slept about 5 hours the last two nights combined. You probably haven't done that much better.
Not much better. A little bit, but not much better.
So for those of you who haven't been paying attention to the videos lately, in the last 2 weeks, we've had GTX 780 launch, GTX 770 launch. In the next week, there's a major launch coming from Intel. I mean, well, is there any point even? Okay, Haswell. Launching at Computex. AMD's Richland APUs are launching sometime in the next week. Something else is going... Oh, right. Well, we've been packing to go to Computex.
We're moving.
So there's a video up on the channel right now showing our new digs. So we've partially moved. I mean, it's amazing we're still alive. Never mind that we're streaming. This could be a recording and we're actually dead right now.
Or we are in the very process of dying. And this is the last footage.
This could be like...
Because you know there's always like the last picture.
Yeah, or like the album of like the scraps that they recorded and weren't good enough, but then they can like, yeah, cash, money.
Yeah.
Or like Tolkien's like scribblings that they apparently turned into a movie at some point.
No.
Come on! Some of the stuff in The Hobbit is unacceptable.
It was still a pretty good movie, though. I still liked the movie.
Spoiler alert.
No!
There's dumb stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was it.
Look at what he's doing.
I know, he's like playing with the backpack. I don't even have the live stream sheet up here, but oh, you know what? It's okay. Is my wireless
right
keyboard working?
I don't think so.
I don't know if it's working.
Oh, there's a light on it.
There's a light on it. That's usually a good sign. Woo! Yeah! Not working! All right! Okay, right, so we'll just have to lean forward and operate the computer there. But let's get into it. So topic number one is Linus Media Group at Computex. And yeah, we're going to do the build logs from last week. Don't worry, we know it cut out. So Linus Media Group at Computex. If you saw any of our CES coverage, then you'll probably have some idea what's coming.
A lot is coming.
However, there are going to be some changes this time around. So number uno is that... Oh, crap. I don't know if our Wi-Fi is working. Hopefully.
It is. I'm on Wi-Fi.
Okay.
Have you noticed that I'm streaming?
That's good. That's a good strategy. Okay. Cool. So, it's right. So there's going to be a couple changes. Number one is we're taking a larger group this time. So it's going to be me, Slick, Diesel, and B-Roll. So we're going to have four people. So instead of having one team of four people that's responsible for running around and doing meetings and running around to suites and going to the show floor and like doing all this crazy stuff, we're going to be mostly focused on covering the show. We're going to do a little bit of more like travel blogging while we're there. This is going to be the first time either I or Slick have ever been to Asia. So evidently they have food there. And that's something that you should try or shouldn't try. Either way, it'll be hilarious.
Blind taste testing of food is probably going to be...
I don't know if I'm comfortable with that.
Really?
I don't know if I trust Diesel.
We won't... We should probably get B-Roll to do it.
Yeah, because I think B-Roll would actually try to not harm us.
Yeah, I don't know if I could trust Diesel to not actually hurt us.
Yeah. Like, it might be just like, maybe it's like 20 minutes of intense pain. But, like, I think he'd be okay
like maybe
with that.
Not dying.
Yeah, I don't think he'd try to kill us, but, like, if we were uncomfortable, I think that would float his boat a little bit.
Completely fine.
Yeah. So we'll see on that one. But we're going to do that. We're also going to be doing some crazy giveaways. So along with sort of the okay, so there's a 4770K giveaway right now. And that one, you have to sign up sometime in, I think you've got, like, 2 days. To retweet this tweet and then post your link in the forum and show us that you did it, and then you have a chance to win a 4770K. There's four HTC phones we're giving away over the next month. HTC was just phenomenally generous with that one. I mean, four phones? They were like, oh, do you want to do a giveaway? I'm like, yeah, that'd be kind of cool. They're like, how's four phones? I'm like, yeah. let's get this going, because the forum's growing really fast. They want to support the community. And then Timmy Tech TV, so youtube.com/TimmyTechTV. Go subscribe. Any subscriber of Timmy Tech TV who is also a member of the Linus Tech Tips forum can have a chance to win a Corsair 900D. Canada and US only for that one, though. Okay, so we've got all those giveaways. In addition to that, I have a video that I'll be releasing later tonight that has over $10,000 in prizes that Western Digital is helping us source and give away through the Linus Tech Tips forum in exchange for hitting certain view targets. So you guys gotta all work with me here and share the content that we make from the WD booth and Computex, because the more views we get, the more amazing, crazy stuff that we get to give away in the few weeks after we get back from Computex. So guys, watch the video tonight. Make sure that you check that out. Also, it's like just a ridiculous video. It's the stupidest thing we've ever made by far.
Superman helmet dress axe.
Yeah, all these words.
They don't make any sense right now, and they won't make any sense later. Like at all.
Yeah, just... So, Computex, show coverage. You guys also said that you liked some of the coverage that Slick did at CES. So Slick covered Sony's big TV thing, or Samsung's big TV thing, rather. The TV that was, like, gonna redefine...
Redefine the, like, the aspect ratio of your TV, but it's actually a display thing.
Just on its, like, it was, like, virtual, or it was digital signage, and it was just rotated. Yeah. I was like, really?
It's like, oh, people have already done this a lot.
Brain hurts. I remember back when I got my 9600 All-in-Wonder, built into the driver, you could right-click and rotate your display 90 degrees. And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool, and then I never used it.
Because why would you?
Well, digital signage.
Digital signage.
Yes.
And like, there's some. I know sometimes, programmers and stuff, and people that read Reddit a lot. Those are the only two people I know that do this. But you just like.
If you're a hardcore enough Redditor that your monitor is portrait right now, like, in one internet for you.
People do that.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it.
And like, I've seen where someone will have like, monitor like this, and then monitor like this on each side. So they can have, like, their main viewing monitor for games or whatever, and then, like...
Reddit.
Code or whatever, Reddit, like, certain things that go very well vertically.
Awesome.
Like, people do it.
Okay, so the thing we're doing differently, you guys said you liked Slick's content, so we are going to be splitting into two teams. Team A is going to be me and Diesel, and we are going to go around and do all the really cool stuff, and then... come on, no, it's true.
Probably.
I just didn't have to say it.
You're just going to shotgun everything.
But I wanted to say it. Yeah, so we're going to have an A team and a B team. So Diesel and I are going to do our own thing, covering the show. And then Slick and B-Roll are going to be the B team. And let me tell you, there is going to be some heavy competition between A team and B team for who gets like the coolest content to bring to you guys and who's driving, you know, the most engagement from the viewers and the most excitement and sort of covering the show best for you guys. I expect... Now, we did 56 videos at CES, if I recall correctly. I will be floored if we don't bring you guys another 50 or 60 videos from Computex, giving you the most complete coverage that we possibly can. So many of you just really inspired us with your comments on the CES coverage, so we really wanted to do it again.
Considering knowing you, it's going to be a competition. There's probably going to be more than that.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, just one more thing that I want to say is, in addition to the prizes that WD is providing us to give away, WD is our gold sponsor, main sponsor for our trip to Computex. They've been phenomenal. They are the reason that we are able to go. We do have a couple other sponsors. So Corsairs, Vengeance Peripherals are, well, okay, Corsair. But we're going to be talking mostly about their Vengeance Gaming Peripherals. They are contributing in a big way to having us there as well. And we're actually going to be doing some coverage of their overclocking event while we're over there. And then our third sponsor is none other than NCIX.com, a store that if you follow me, you have probably heard of. Probably.
Mostly.
They're in Canada. I'm in Canada, which makes sense. Also, they have computer stuff.
That's, yeah.
They kind of have all the computer stuff. Yeah. And they ship worldwide now. So there. These are all good things. So it's going to be Western Digital, Corsair, and NCIX powering our trip to Computex. In fact, we're even going to be producing some NCIX Tech Tips videos that we're going to send back to those guys so they can put it on the NCIX Com channel. If you're not subscribed to NCIX Tech Tips, make sure you do that, because some of our content's going to go over there for NCIX so that they have some awesome coverage of the show as well. I think that was pretty much all I wanted to say. Look, you can see Rumble moving behind you, just over your shoulder in the camera.
The
yeah,
tail?
It's like right was here, it yeah, tail? Yeah. It's like, Rumble, what's your problem, honey? You want to come visit?
Go.
Yeah, you want to visit?
Come on.
Come here.
He's having troubles finding a path. Come on.
Come on. So, okay, our next topic is going to be build logs of the week, but for last week. We may do a bit of a shorter live stream this week, guys, just because we are supposed to be at the airport in 6 hours. I don't know about you, but I haven't really packed.
I've packed a little bit.
Yeah.
Not nearly enough. I've packed all the super obvious stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, the actual hard part of packing still has to be done.
Yeah, like the part where it's like, did I remember my toothbrush? Because... that would be bad.
Those
kinds of things. Like, I have a list down there on the floor. That's all the things that I need to pack, and I like have none of them. So, yeah. So we have to actually pack. We have to try to pack things that neither. Hi, sweetie. Want kisses? Want to come visit?
He's like, where are you going?
Yeah, I know. Oh, he was so cute last night. My wife had my suitcase open on the floor. And every time he sees that suitcase, I think he knows that I'm going somewhere, because it's never her who goes anywhere. And he goes and he sits himself in the suitcase until it gets so full to the point where you have to physically remove him from it to put more stuff in it. And then he goes and sits on the stuff in it until you close it. So cute. It's like, please, I can has come with you, please. Oh, poor baby. He's going to be so lonely. Oh, sweetheart. Okay. I know. Anyone who thinks cats don't care about their owners has not met this particular cat, because...
valid comparison against dogs, though.
He loves very deeply. Come on.
Rumble's also kind of different. I haven't met very many cats like
Rumble's special-tacular.
Yeah.
Okay, so, right, build log. All right, let's switch to scene whatever it is. Nope. Wow, what is this?
For a limited time only...
And then you did that last week, too.
What is this? Because your tactical rifle totally needed an iPhone strap. Oh, I know what it is. It's because we... Oh, Rumble, please don't walk on that keyboard. Nope. It's because we disconnect this monitor in between streams. That's the problem. So the thing that happens is...
don't mess up the nice pro art.
Okay, well, I can't figure out how this is going to work, so... whatever, let's not worry too much about it.
Can we just open it
right
there?
Build logs...
Oh, crap. That's going to give really crappy pictures. Yep.
Oh, wow. Well, I guess you guys will have to sort of get the point here. So this is Silent Cure by Jimsta87. Now, we are using a bit of a different method for showing build logs of the week these days, because it was very, very sort of brutal and time-consuming to show them the way that they were before, and we've had problems with them just crashing the stream outright due to, I don't know, just complete and utter stupidity that we can't figure out. So, Slick, you want to cover this one?
All right, so basically this one's just absolutely insane. If you pay attention to the color of the liquid, you can tell that he actually has two loops going on.
You're pointing with your finger at the screen again.
Oh, man. He has two loops going on, so you see all the blue tubing, and then there's green here. There's another reservoir that's off the screen over here in the front of his case, and there's pump, SSD. There's just... one of the reasons why I liked this build so much is just so much stuff. Usually when we get build logs of the week that we pick, there's just a graphics card. This one's got a graphics card, a sound card, three reservoirs, two pumps, SSDs all over the place. If you go check his actual build log, there's even more. He's got tracers because more lights. Might as well do it. He's got just...
tracer memory. Yeah, that's what you meant.
He's got all the different colored everything, and... I believe those are UV lights. I don't remember. It's a very, very low res image.
Yeah, awesome. Awesome, awesome rig though, guys. Go check it out and make sure that you're following the build log section of the forum. And then our next one here, Neon Splash by Crab Creations.
And Google Drive completely butchered the colors on this one.
Oh, did it really?
Yeah, that's actually really unfortunate.
Okay, hold on. Let's see if we can figure this out. Guys, we've never really tried this before.
If you download it.
How do you download it?
File.
Right here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Open.
So... Oh, you made it a PowerPoint?
Yeah.
Why'd you make it a PowerPoint?
Well, we talked about this and we decided to make it a PowerPoint.
Well, I didn't decide that.
You did!
Oh, for crying out loud, the slideshow is playing on our other monitor because it's the primary monitor.
It's probably big enough.
You gotta be freaking kidding me.
Fine. So
okay.
There you go.
Wow, that's gorgeous.
Yeah, so it's crazy. He stickered up
Look at the stickers on the side.
He stickered up his graphics card, put UV lights all over the place. His power supply has freaking like orange and green UV sleeving on it. It's nuts. Both the builds this week were just
like
kind of
tripping
insane.
Balls.
Yeah, just completely tripping balls. So another very cool build. He has stuff that doesn't appear in the picture, just like the previous guy. So please go to the forum, check out the build logs of the week thread that WinSpeed created, and view these guys' actual builds. Because like this guy changed the LED of his power button to yellow, and like changed the window and changed the stripping on the window, and like he did a bunch of other stuff
just because it wasn't ridiculous enough yet.
Might as well add more craziness.
Sure.
And the previous one had a whole bunch of other things as well, so please actually check those both out on the
now page. I've seen some complaints that we're not doing enough Twitter Q&A, so someone's suggestion was that we do like Twitter Blitz, where we answer as many questions as we can for 5 minutes. So guys, send your questions. We promise not to get sidetracked. We're going to do one topic, then we're going to go to Twitter, and we're going to burn our way through as many of them as we can. Now we're going to have people trying to sidetrack us with, like, huge topics. We're going to ignore huge topics because we're not going to be able to tackle them.
Or we'll give super short, very annoying answers.
Yeah, we'll be like...
No.
Pasta.
Pasta.
You just copied me.
Well,
that was my idea, pasta.
Lasagna.
That is... I haven't fired you in a while, but you're getting close.
I liked that answer. It was good. It was good.
Yeah, but it's my answer.
in a slightly different way.
Okay, so let's do a short news item while we wait to move on to that. So we're going to close this... this thing. No, remove the files. I've saved the files I need. All right, so Google... has basically come out and said, dun, 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 dun. If governments want Google to pay more taxes, they should change their tax laws.
He has a good point.
Well, hold on. You should explain the context of the article. So this is an article from BGR.com. And go, because you briefed yourself on this one more than me.
Google, Facebook, a whole bunch of other companies have different ways of legal tax evasion.
And they've got a bit of a reputation, like, you know, the general sort of person kind of looks at it and goes, well, I have to pay taxes. Why don't these massive corporations with their buckets and buckets of money have to pay taxes?
Well, because they know legal ways to not pay taxes. They're not actually breaking the law. They're just doing a whole bunch of shady things that you wouldn't think are legal, and you wouldn't think you should be able to do them, but they are able to do them. So basically, Google is saying, why should we... like, just pay random money when we're following the law already? Why shouldn't you change your laws so it actually makes us do this?
But I mean, I think there's a fear that changing the laws will drive that business out of the countries. But on the other hand, I mean, you look at it and you go, well, what? Is, you know, Google going to pack up and, like, move their HQ to Nigeria? I don't think so.
There's countries in the world that don't have taxes.
I mean, so they basically said, if the British system changes the tax laws, then we will comply. This doesn't only apply to Great Britain, though. I mean, this is just in general. There's a lot of ways to... Okay, so here. For example, I know that if you're a homeowner and you can reconfigure your down payment for another place and you can sort of tinker around with the system, there's a way that you can pay off your mortgage using pre-tax income rather than using after-tax income, which here in Canada is about, we get anywhere between about 27 and about 40% personal income tax before any sales tax. So just like right off the top. So being able to do that would allow you to pay down your mortgage much faster. And the problem is just that most people don't know these tricks, but when you're a huge company and it actually costs less to hire a team of lawyers for several millions of dollars per month, than it would to pay those taxes, which would be potentially tens or even hundreds of million dollars or whatever it would work out to, then that's the way you go. And at the end of the day, the only ones getting rich in the world, as far as I can tell, are couriers and lawyers.
Yeah.
And they're in, like, cahoots.
Oh, yeah.
You know how you still have to courier around legal documents? I'm on to you guys.
Oh, man.
Okay, so let's do our Twitter. Or did you have anything to add to that one at all?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, we agree, actually. I don't think we ever said that.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, we kind of agree. He has a point. If the laws are wrong and the laws are antiquated and there are loopholes, it is what it is. It's like if a restaurant says all you can eat and someone comes in and eats all they can eat, and then the restaurant's like, well, we didn't want you to take that much food.
It brings up the same, like, if you could apply the logic where it's like, oh, they should just do it or whatever, then unlimited data. How unlimited data isn't actually unlimited? I hate that.
Yeah.
Unlimited anything where it's like, unlimited, it's actually 2,000. I'm like, well, that's not actually unlimited. So
there you go. Okay, so Twitter Q&A time. Let's go ahead. And I think my phone battery just died. All right, so, okay, Corsair K60 or question mark? Neither of us are really Cherry MX Red guys, so I think we would probably go question mark. However, the K60 does have some cool things about it. I'd really like the build quality, for example. I think that metal backplate is absolutely gorgeous.
You should.
But if I was going to do it, I'd go K70.
You should, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So
you
sexy.
You should go to a store. You should try and get them to find keyboard boxes that don't have stickers or anything, or wrapping, so that you can open them. And you should try all the different switches before making a decision.
Yeah, because just because we don't prefer reds doesn't mean that a lot of people don't prefer reds, because a lot of people do.
Yep.
Okay, why don't we do these sort of one after the other? So you do the next one.
Thoughts on
UFC. Favorite fighters?
Georges St-Pierre. Okay. Richland APUs. Richland, they exist. Ah,
yeah.
They're slightly better than the old ones.
Yeah.
But not by a ton.
Well, they're technically still under embargo, I think, but whatever. Okay. Any plans for budget builds on NCIX?
Linguini.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you about that, because I don't really understand what you mean. Okay.
He doesn't do those.
I'm up next.
Yeah, I think he's talking about the pre-done builds.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't configure those anymore. Yeah. Okay, which is better for gaming and color reproduction, TFT panel or IPS panel? TFT is just another way of saying LCD, and an IPS is a type of LCD. So...
he's probably talking about TA?
TN?
TN, you mean? There we go.
Yeah, he probably means TN. So TN is technically better for gaming because of faster pixel response times, but IPS is way better for color reproduction.
And you can get some IPS panels that have really, really good response time.
Okay, you're up.
Can I get a shout? Happy birthday, Kadeem something.
Tarek asks, why are you setting up your business in another house and not leasing a commercial space? Well, for investment reasons. So in the longer term, I can't afford to actually buy a commercial space that's big enough for what we'd need, but not so small that it's just kind of stupid and has no sort of exit strategy. Whereas a home is pretty easy to deal with, particularly here in the Lower Mainland, where for all the talk about the bubble bursting, it still hasn't somehow. Yeah. So
they've been talking about bubble bursting for years and it hasn't come to it.
I mean, it might at some point, but the reality of it is I can absorb it anyway, so see how it goes. Here you go. How much should you budget for your overall build if you want to include a 780? Go.
You can variable it quite a bit. What I would do is go to any website and add it to the cart, add the applicable processor, so depending on if you're gaming or not, you're getting an i5 or an i7, and then build around it and just try to figure it out.
Okay, what would you tell someone?
1,800, 2 grand.
1,800, 2 grand? I'd say you could probably do it for 1,650.
Probably, but you're sacrificing quite a few places.
You're probably sacrificing, but if you were willing to put it in, like, a cardboard box...
Yeah, and honestly, you could build around a 780 and, like, ignore a case for the little bit. Build it on top of your motherboard, and then, like, you can get a few things at the end. Like, get your case, get some more fans, like, you can finish the build later. Because 780 is pretty freaking awesome.
Sheldon says, Slick is a hologram and your wall needs an isotropic filtering.
I think it stopped.
Slick is actually fired. That's why he's a hologram.
Oh, what?
Quick, go, go. Should I upgrade to this? Okay, why don't I read out the questions? Because you can't read them from here, can you?
No, not very well.
Oh, I can,
but it's just easy.
Should I upgrade to a 780 or buy another 680?
With all the things going on with the SLI, although SLI is not having as many problems as Crossfire.
Not nearly as many.
Yeah. And with how absolutely insanely beast mode 780 has been, I would probably go for 780 and sell the 680. Yeah. So get some of your return on that.
I don't know much about sound cards. What do I need to look for when buying one? Buy an ASUS Zonar. Get the best one that you can afford in your price range. Good to go.
If you can get... Sorry, read it.
Flashing your router with custom firmware. Do it or not.
If you can get DDWRT or Tomato, it's freaking awesome. Do it.
Okay. Why does Slick Shirt look all funny on the stream? We don't know. When are you getting your hands on the GTX 790? We can't comment on unreleased products. Thoughts on Alps key switches? I saw this one, so I was saving this one for you instead.
I haven't actually used any, but from what I've heard, they're pretty good, but most people seem to prefer a certain type of cherry as far as I have seen, but again, no personal usage.
Speaking of which, I asked Cooler Master, we can get Cherry MX Greens as soon as they stop selling every single one that hits their warehouse.
I've heard about that,
so,
actually.
So, there you go. Yeah. Joshua, what will you name your new place? Linus Media Group HQ is boring. Call it something like Linus's Awesome Unboxing Cave. I don't know. someone asks favorite thread on the forum. I like the
memes thread.
Gotta be the memes thread. Also, Slick, take off your shirt, expose your nips.
No.
Will you get any Z87 MSI motherboards? Should at some point. We don't have any yet. We're mostly focused on ASUS for this launch.
Like the 780.
Oh, I didn't read it yet. What do you like about the new NVIDIA 700 series graphics card, Slick?
780 is an absolute beast. If you check out benchmarks, it basically ties or comes slightly below Titan many times, and the price delta between those two makes it a very, very good choice. Other than that, we haven't had a ton of experience with them.
Okay, should I wait for 800 series to arrive or go with 700 series? Choice is yours. No one knows how the 800 series will perform, so, and no one knows when it's coming. So, yeah, no one knows. Met Esther and Crazy Russian at an AMD event. When are you going to visit Markham, Ontario? I'll take this one. No idea. The Google tax law thing was because they want a level playing field.
Yeah.
Good. Yes. How often should you upgrade your system to stay competitive in modern games? Go.
Usually I find around 2.5-3 years.
However, that's changing.
Yeah.
Which will lead us into our next real topic. So, okay, do you want me to cover how that's changing?
Sure.
Okay. So that's changing because it used to be that things were altering, the landscape was altering so fast that by the time, you know, 2 years had rolled around, we'd seen a couple major, major improvements in either CPU performance or GPU performance, and sometimes both, to the point where game developers who are working on their games in order to have them run well on future hardware, at least they used to, What they were designing their games for was hardware that you couldn't get yet, so you were upgrading really often to even keep up and be able to play the games the way that they were meant to be played. Not to say that you were necessarily playing them on NVIDIA hardware, but the way that the game developer intended. That's changing. Slick's running a Sandy Bridge CPU. Slick's dad is running a Bloomfield CPU, which is like 5 generations ago at this point. And there is no game that the CPU can't handle.
Yep.
Even graphics cards, to a much lesser extent, we used to expect a 50% plus improvement in performance when we went up a generation in graphics card. Notable exceptions included things like FX 5800 to 5900. Okay, that was oh man, that was terrible. But going from something like 5900 to 6800. Or 6800 to 7800. 7800 to 7900 was a small one, but 7800 up to GTX 280. These were huge, huge improvements in performance. Since 280, we haven't seen that again. We've seen sort of 30% here and there, particularly since Fermi. Fermi was probably the last big, huge leap, because 480 to 580 was very incremental. 580 to 680 was incremental, but still very strong, especially given the price point it was coming in at. And 680 to 780 is very strong, given the price point, blah, 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 blah. But it's not like it's not a complete game changer. Like the games that you couldn't even run before on that last flagship card ran great on the new one. It's not really like that anymore. So to ask how often to upgrade to stay competitive, I mean, the answer is, what do you need to be competitive? I've encountered people who were playing at like 640 by 480 on an onboard GPU who can destroy me in Counter-Strike, in spite of the fact that at the time I was running a 1600 by 1200 CRT, a 19-inch, which was like awesome, and I had you know, an Athlon 64 X2. Actually, hold on, I don't think, no, wrong timing for that. So I had an Athlon 64, you know, 3200 plus with like, you know, it was Clawhammer and T-Rexes and whatever. I had like a beast machine, great monitor. Yeah, I was totally useless against them. So whether you can be competitive or not is actually up to you, but
it can still help.
You're running a Sandy Bridge. 3 years later, are you even tempted to upgrade it?
No.
So that time is stretching. Which leads us to our discussion topic.
Was that 5 minutes?
I think it was about 5 minutes.
Cool.
All right, so, oh, is that actually in here? That was just me putting it in there.
Go down.
I don't think it's in here.
It's somewhere. It is somewhere. Wait, down. Up, slow down.
What? That's not it. No, it's not here.
Up. I'm sure it's somewhere.
No, it's not here.
Right there.
Wait, what? Oh, well, okay then, fine. So moving right along. Okay, so we encountered a couple of different articles when we were doing our news items for Netlinked Weekly, which is on the NCIX channel, one of which was that the forecast for PC sales, which has already been adjusted down once, at least once, and has already been shown to be declining, and this is disastrous and everyone's really worried, has been adjusted down again. So PC sales are seriously slowing. Also, tablets are going, oh, well, that was sort of, okay, well, this is in line with another one of our articles as well. So tablets are going to be outselling, yeah, that's, I know, but, okay, so the other trend is that tablets are going to outsell PCs for the first time, I think, in, what was it, 2016? Yes. No. Wait, what?
What?
What? Where is it? That one that that B-roll gave us.
What one? Tablets gonna be outselling PCs?
Yeah, in some year.
That's the article.
That's what? That's this article? Oh, tablet shipments to outpace laptops in 2013. Right. So here's the article from IGN. Wow. Honestly, I am so tired. Like, I am just beyond tired. Okay, so I'm just going to let this do the talking for me. So, blah, 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 tablet market growing. So, tablets will lead the entire PC market by 2015. Granted, the traditional PC isn't going anywhere yet, but it's just another sign of an inevitable mobile-dominated future. IDC continues to believe that PCs will have an important role in this new era of computing, especially among business users. Tablet shipments are expected, blah, 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 229.3 million units in 2013. So all of this is looking sort of peachy keen for tablets. But then VRZone had an article where they were saying out of over 1,000 Americans surveyed were given the option to give up for a year their PC or their mobile phone, TV, and was the third one tablet?
Mobile phone, TV, tablet, yeah. Or other variations of that. So what one could you go, if you had to have only one, which one would you have?
Would you have just your PC or would you have all that other stuff? And the majority of them said if they had to go without for a year, they need their PC. More than they need their smartphone and their TV and all these other things. And that to me was really interesting because we've talked about this before where the problem isn't the utility of the PC. Keyboard and mouse, like,
beasts,
represent because it's still the best way to interact with the device, and there will be leap motions and there will be, you know, Oculuses, and there will be all of these things.
There will be more, possibly more entertaining ways.
Yes, and there will be more ways to interact with your PC. But when it comes to pure efficiency, I mean, that article that says, oh, well, the PC will continue to be relevant for business users. You know what? Regular people need to be efficient, too. We have lives. We have other things to do. We don't want to be like, Xbox, turn on, then change to channel 46. You know how much faster I can be like, power on 46? Talking is not fast.
Direct input is kind of a winner.
So it's not going away. And the reality of it is, it's more to do with that lengthening upgrade cycle because your PC from 3 years ago is fast enough. So many jokes, hold that thought.
Yep.
So many jokes about my personal rig taking over a year for me to build. It'll be obsolete by the time he finishes. No, it isn't. A 3960X is still, with the exception of the 3970X, which is just a slight speed bump, it's the same thing. A 3960X is still the fastest desktop CPU you can buy. I started that rig over a year ago. We have a new CPU coming. I can tell you right now, probably that I won't be upgrading anytime soon.
Oh.
That's all I said. I am not planning to upgrade my personal rig, and for all they know, it could be laziness. So that thought you had.
Okay, so basically everyone's just running their family PC that they bought 5 years ago. Because your mom and your dad, who don't play video games, don't care.
Yep.
Because it's probably just as fast as it was to go on Facebook and Gmail and do whatever they were probably doing. Now, this is a mass generalization.
Yep.
Personally, my mom and dad play video games on their machines, so they need more beast machines. But most won't. So most people are just running 4 or 5 year old PCs and have no intention of upgrading.
My family just downsized from their big house to an apartment, and so it used to be there were lots of PCs in the house. So they had a media PC, my little brother had a PC in his room, they had a family PC in the hallway nook, all those things. So they wanted to consolidate, they wanted one desktop machine in the house. They still want a desktop, it's not going away, they all got laptops, but they still want a desktop because it's just more comfortable. So okay, and so it's not going away, but between all those old PCs, they had no complaints about their Athlon X3 720 Black Edition, which happens to be the one that I resurrected when the pin came off, and I stuffed the pin into the socket and put the CPU on it. It's still running to this day. That is still my parents' daily driver machine. They're perfectly happy with it. The reality of it is there's not that much, particularly from AMD, that's that much faster unless you have something that takes advantage of more than three threads.
Yep.
Then my little brother asked me to take his GTX 275 and throw that in the machine so that he could play games once in a while but doesn't have to have his own dedicated desktop computer.
Yeah, it can still do it. I was playing BF3 on a 260.
And he didn't even care about the fact that he had an 8120 in his machine, a faster chip, 6-core. Didn't matter to him at all because nothing he does even takes advantage of that. I still want more cores because I'm video editing. Yeah, I'm a heavy multitasker, as you know. Like, I'm one of the few people who actually can benefit from RAM who doesn't do, like, you know, 3D rendering. And it's all browser tabs.
Tabs. His laptop sits at, like, 85, 89% RAM usage. You close Chrome alone and it goes to 45.
And I run 5 browsers. There is a method to the madness.
I know.
Ask me to find a tab.
But I could barely use your computer.
But I don't care. It's my computer.
I had to prep Netlink Weekly. I had to make the PowerPoint for Netlink Weekly. And, like, opening a new tab would, like, lag out the laptop. I'm like, okay. I understand you have every tab open you could possibly need, but I have to actually do something else. It's impossible. Man.
So, anyways, next topic. I was very confused about that whole topic. You know what?
Okay.
Let's move into this gaming one. I like
Which
this topic.
One?
CEO resigns, Square Enix, blah, blah, blah.
So basically, while this loads, Square Enix lost $138 million?
Yeah.
Yeah, $138 million last year.
This is a Wired.com article.
Their CEO has resigned. A lot of their games aren't making the amount of money they
needed to.
They're blaming it on a few different things. One of them is that apparently their U.S. marketing is not as strong as they had hoped because games are selling 50% more in the EU.
EU just seems hungrier these days in general, though. Yep. There's lots of stuff that sells better in the EU that I kind of look at and I go, well, you know what? People in the EU have smaller houses, so they don't need as many couches to fill their rooms with. I think when it comes to things like consumer electronics, the EU is more progressive and more willing to spend.
Now that everything's small. This brings back the thing we were talking about before. In the 90s, if something weighed a lot, you were like, oh, that's quality.
And now, it was like big.
If something weighs a lot and it's big, and it was big. Now if something weighs a lot and it's big, you're like, wow, that's cheap and not very good.
Yeah.
Often. Not always, but often.
So mentality changing. So the actual products seem to have caught up to the EU sort of ethos a little bit. So yeah, they can blame it on that all they want, but I personally call BS on that. So carry on.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. It spells a bad thing for video games because a lot of, well, depending on how you want to look at it, but a lot of different publishers are on this routine where you spend a whole bunch of money, you dedicate a whole bunch of people, a whole bunch of resources.
You spend 4 years making a game.
Yeah, like a long time, a really big game, and you hope it sells like crazy. But right now in the ecosystem we're currently in, especially with consoles, you're looking at indie games selling a lot because they're dirt cheap and hopefully don't take that long to make. And just the core, like very small unit of super AAA titles like Skyrim, Call of Duty, stuff like that, that's taking up all the rest of the pie. So these games that should come in the medium to high range are just not making it because it costs way too much to develop the game.
Honestly, I think part of it is to do with the fact that people are just fed up. They're not going to buy that sequel anymore. I mean, some of the examples that were given for games that didn't do as well as they needed them to were Tomb Raider and Sleeping Dogs. And I'm just kind of sitting here going, well, okay. For one thing, you gave away an awful lot of copies with Radeon graphics cards for both of those. Like, I mean, if you guys think that, you know, AMD's paying $60 each for those games, they're not.
Not at all.
They are paying for them. I know this for a fact, but they're not paying that much for them. There's the fact that, I mean, like, you know, how sick are people of Tomb Raider games not being that great?
This one was good, though.
Yeah, but it doesn't even matter at a certain point.
You're right.
That's like, okay, so our local hockey team, Vancouver Canucks, every year. Well, no, we've got a really good team this year, blah, blah, blah. Please, come watch us. I'm tired of it. I'm not going to watch anymore. I don't care. It's like, okay, yeah, it's a great team. Call me and let me know when you win a Stanley Cup. And so, you know, when Tomb Raider wins Game of the Year at every possible publication, you know, maybe a year after that, and it's like $19.99 on Steam, yeah, I'll grab it. That's the mentality.
That's part of it, too, on the computer side, especially, is Steam and Origin and Uplay just going like, it's been out for 2 weeks, 50% off.
Yep. And you're just...
And, like, I love it because I can get so many games, but on the developer side, it's...
Yeah, when you're spending millions upon millions upon millions of dollars and your expected asking price is $60. And the funny thing about game pricing is people complain about the $60 game. Games haven't gone up in price for like 10, 20 years.
It's been a really long time. One thing is some games that are coming out on PS4 and Xbox One have shown up on Amazon at $100.
Really?
For PS4 and Xbox One only. And every other platform way cheaper. People are speculating that this is just because they haven't updated the PS1 or too many numbers, PS4 and Xbox One pricing yet, and they've only updated the other pricing.
But
who knows if it's $100 a game for new platforms?
That would be interesting. Would you pay $100 for a video game?
It depends which one.
Because lots of people have paid $100 many times over for WoW, for example.
Yep. In certain cases, I would pay $100 for a video game. Not for everything, though.
But, and this is in line with sort of one of the points that the article on Wired made, but if it's only certain cases, we're going to be limiting the number of developers who can afford to make these massive, massive undertakings of a project down to a few that are going to be left standing. I mean, how long do you think Square Enix is going to stick around if they're losing $130 million a year? The answer is not very long, especially in a business model where it's not like they're going to run around and say, oh no, yeah, this is the next big thing is what we've been doing for all these years, all this time that isn't working. It's not like they're going to get a bunch of investment to come in and revitalize them. It's not how it actually works. I would say that part of it is complacency. I mean, when you have franchises like Final Fantasy where you squeeze out a gigantic turd and a bunch of people buy it, I think that teaches you a terrible lesson about what you have to do to succeed. Because it's been shown time and time again, Blizzard can survive based on this mentality.
Yes and no. Blizzard has the tenacity to just destroy something if they don't think it's good enough. They just did with Titan.
Well, yeah, but that's... Okay,
that's a topic we haven't gone on to yet.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, StarCraft Ghost, for example.
Ugh,
that's another applicable...
It's so currently applicable. Another thing is the, like, Zerg Rush... insane current mentality of the internet where it's like, oh, new game's out, everyone play it so fast because you'll get hit by spoilers and then forget about it because there's something on the other end. So a whole bunch of people are buying it really quickly.
Yeah, that's what indie has kind of done, is it's increased the number of games.
Just something else, something else, something else. New. There's always something new, so why dwindle? And you can't get, like, $30, I guess it wasn't DLC back then, but expansions.
Right.
You can't get $30 expansion sales on your game that's been out for a year and a half because no one cares. That's another thing that brings in day one DLC is sometimes, now I'm not defending day one DLC.
Yeah, you better not do that.
The mentality of the developer is anyone going to care in a while?
Right.
So we should probably release it sooner. Now, I don't agree with day one because you should probably be developing this after you release your freaking game. But you got to release it fast or else no one's going to care.
Right. You know, I mean, I noticed this. I mean, this has been the thing, I guess, for a while now, actually, because even games like Supreme Commander, I played and then it was just kind of gone. So unless it's like a huge AAA title, you're not going to get much of a shelf life on the multiplayer experience, because that used to be how you sold a game. Like, remember when everyone looked at Counter-Strike as like, oh, we have to have a multiplayer component in our game so people will keep playing it and keep buying it. People still buy Counter-Strike. So that people will keep playing it and keep buying it for so long. But then what happened is everyone did it, and I don't think anyone's ever going to replicate the longevity of a game like Counter-Strike ever again.
And a lot of multiplayer games have no one on their servers.
And there's no one on the servers. So it doesn't actually improve anything about the experience. And I think we're just going to see that trend even continue. And it's going to get worse. Because you look at AAA franchises, like, what is it? I can't even remember if it's COD or Battlefield or Medal of Honor. It's one of those stupid games that's all the same. Where they have a yearly release cycle now.
Yeah.
And Assassin's Creed, there's another one. Yep. Yearly release cycle. So
they have to.
They're perpetuating this thing that has them dumping all these resources into making something that they were used to spending years crafting and then releasing and selling a bajillion of them, to the point where they're trying to mass produce something and sell a bajillion of them. Because it's not like it costs less to make Assassin's Creed if you make it in a year versus if you make it in 3 years.
Yes and no.
A little less.
I think part of it is going to come into, I think, releases for games are going to less be... Before, when a new one came out, it was often like, new engine, massive new storyline.
Yep.
Like, new, everything was new, huge platform change.
And then Call of Duty got away with just releasing the same game on the same engine over and
over
again.
Same game, same engine, and when you're just changing maps...
Well, they do have a new dog, though.
When you're just changing maps... And just changing locations and stuff, yeah, there's a lot of work that goes into it. You're going to add a few new guns. You're going to add maybe one more core game mechanic, but it's not nearly as much as building a game from the ground up.
Yeah, okay, that's true.
So I think that is going to be a style that we're going to see a lot more of.
So the Linus Media Group game will have cats in it.
Cats and axes and helmets and dresses and...
Yeah, with tessellation.
All the tessellation.
Yeah, and realistic cat sound effects.
Wow!
Let's see if he starts talking to us. Hey, Rumble.
Meow. Meow. Meow.
You come visit?
Meow.
He's so unsure right here. You can do it. There you go.
Meow.
What?
Hi, sweetie.
Cat.
Whoa, there he goes. Okay. All right. So should we do like another Twitter 5 minutes?
Sure. Should we go up and refresh?
Yeah, let's go up and refresh. So we're doing another blast of Twitter here, guys. I highly disagree with COD and Medal of Honor. Oh, can you change it to the Twitter thing? Scene 2. Okay.
Okay.
Next.
Why isn't it... I agree, they're not...
They're the same as each other.
No.
What do you mean, no?
Battlefield
3 is dramatically different from Battlefield 2?
Oh, yes. But not each other, as in Battlefield is not the same as COD.
Oh, okay, sure.
There's a huge difference there.
Sure.
But they're very similar.
Yeah, there's a vehicle or whatever. Halo had a vehicle.
Yeah, but it's still...
Banshees are awesome.
You don't play modern FPS games that much.
I've played Battlefield 3.
For like 10 minutes?
Yeah. No, I played longer than that, actually. I did play Battlefield 3. Probably I have, like, 4 or 5 hours logged.
Oh, okay.
Like, I played it. I just don't care anymore.
I thought it was pretty fun.
There are guns. You point them at the other guys. Hardcore mode was neat.
This guy liked a video, so that's pretty important.
Okay. First time catching a live stream. Hi, Justin.
Hello. Your pricing hasn't changed, but people's mentality has. People see that if you wait 2 weeks, you get 50. Yeah, exactly.
Yep, exactly. Okay.
So sometimes you can still grab people with pre-order incentives, and other than that, people are just waiting until the 50% off because it's coming quick. Because
it's coming. Sheldon says you'll pay $150 for the next Elder Scrolls. Would you pay $150 for the next?
I think I paid more than $150 for the last one.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, because I got the big one with the dragon and everything.
Right, of course you did.
And the player's guide and
okay, next one.
Sorry.
I know, you love Elder Scrolls, jeez.
Tornadoes suck, that's unfortunate. Should I get a GTX 780?
We already answered that question from someone else.
Final Fantasy, hopefully, some of the games.
You know what? I think that Square Enix's best hope at this point, because they don't seem to be able to figure out how to make Final Fantasy anymore, would be to just keep re-releasing old ones.
Re-release old ones with, like, awesome graphics. Yeah. Don't just, like, oh, yeah, we tried to HD the textures a little bit. Like, completely rebuild it. Make awesome graphics.
Yeah, I bet a rebuilt Final Fantasy VII would sell like hotcakes.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
Yeah.
You want to read it?
No, it's okay. Moving right along.
Okay.
Flats, apartments, people are willing to pay more for something that takes less space. Yes, these aren't really questions. Let's skip to the questions. Okay, well, that's a question. Go. Okay. Well, okay, do you want me to read it?
Yeah.
Hello, Linus, and also Slick. I have two questions. First, what water cooling should I get for my i5-3570K? I'm stumped. That's one question. Go.
Is XOXOXO, is he trying to phrase that as a question?
No, that's like kisses and hugs.
Yeah.
Okay, H220, go. H220, go. PCs are declining in sales because everyone is building their own with parts. No, that's actually not it.
GTA 5, I thought it was already confirmed a really long time ago.
Okay, anyways. Oh, PC confirmed.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was confirmed a while ago.
Okay, not a question. Chrome using so much RAM because, okay, not a question. Are there any good cherry green keyboards out at the moment or coming soon? Go.
The CM Storm trigger, it's just a trigger, right?
I think it's a trigger,
CM Storm trigger with greens, although it's very hard to get, so good luck.
Yeah, not much stock.
I have a 2600K, sorry though. Thanks for the good luck. I believe the...
When are you going to finish the home computer build? It's actually done, I just haven't made a video about it.
Well, you still have to do the little whole... So it's like as close to done as you could possibly be without being done.
Yeah.
i7-930's beast, so, yep.
Okay, let's go back up to the top. Let's see if we've got any new questions, because none of these are questions. 44 new interactions. Okay, speed Twitter. Did you like Darkest of Days? Never played it.
Never played it.
Okay, I really like the new forum. Okay, nope, not a question. Not a question. Favorite energy drink, go.
I don't, Talon.
I don't drink them. Okay, next. How can I have 4 Titan GPUs with a sound and raid card 2-in-1 build? You can't.
Don't.
Yeah,
even
just
if,
don't.
Even if
why?
If you could, don't.
Yeah.
Will DLC be on the...
Be the only future of video games. Will DLC be the only future?
Downloadable games... is possibly the only future of video games. Getting hard copies of games will very possibly go the way of LPs, where you can still do it, but it's a very high premium. There won't be very many of them, and it's going to be special order.
Yeah, like, I wonder if it would almost be like, you know, someone would get a license to, like, you know, download it and print it, and, like, you know,
make a box for it. It would very possibly.
So there'll be, like, niche, like, web stores.
Yeah.
The Global Legacy. Are you going to do videos on the new AMD APOs? Yes. Sebastian asks, nothing to do but my country, a 680. Okay, good for you. Summer PC, completely new build, maxing out actual games, budget. Go. 1300? 1400?
That's always a very good price range to play around with, especially if it's a summer PC where you're just saving up. I'm taking that in the context of you're saving up money over the summer. You're working for the summer going back to school. 1300, 1400 is a very good budget for that.
When can we expect the 716? How much will it cost? Do I look like a magician?
Don't know.
Okay. Would you recommend hybrid PhysX 7? No, I wouldn't recommend running a 640 as a dedicated PhysX card at all. I'm building an MATX computer. Can you recommend a motherboard? 1155. Go.
Yeah, the ASUS one.
That's MATX, sorry.
Dang.
MATX. I don't know. A board.
Yeah. I don't usually worry about my board too much with MATX board builds. I usually just, like, focus on CPU and GPU and then just kind of get
Z77 chipset. Can't go wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a Windows Home server running on an ASUS Z77 ITX Deluxe, and I'm having trouble installing drivers. Help. Simran, I can't help you with that right now.
Download them on a different machine, like a laptop or something, USB them over.
Go to LinusTechTips.com. Post it in the troubleshooting forum.
Yeah.
There we go.
And market best answer if someone gives you a good answer.
Yeah. Do you know if we're going to be seeing any reference 770s in the near future? I like it better than the other coolers. Actually, I have no idea. Because, like, no one is doing reference 770s with the sweet cooler. Yeah, no. Everyone's doing, like, Windforce or DirectCU or whatever else.
I like the sweet cooler. The stock cooler. It's freaking awesome.
I know, but it's a lower price point card.
Until someone comes in and is able to somehow utilize the light bar.
That's an incredibly expensive cooler. Like, I can understand
why. But couldn't someone utilize that lighting bar and EVGA's LED technology? LED software? On an aftermarket cooler?
That'd be kind of cool.
That would be cool. I'm waiting for someone to do that somehow.
What do you think of GTX 770 over 680? Do you think performance is too close to justify the 770?
Personally, yes.
Okay, I say wrong question because they are not they don't cost the same. So,
they don't cost the same. They're not even in the same direct tier. It's slightly awkward.
So, yeah, 770 is not an upgrade for someone with a 680. It's not even positioned that way.
Yeah, you're going off tier there.
Yeah, like a 680 is replaced by a 780.
Yeah, a 780 is an upgrade and a good upgrade.
Yes. What do you think about the Surface Pro?
It's cool, but not that many people have the proper use case for it, in my opinion. If you're something like a programming student, I could see it. Other than that, I actually don't know way too many. If you need to run a desktop application, but it's not super, super heavy, kind of cool, but the amount of use cases for that, like I just said, not very high. Hi from Ireland, guys. Any suggestion for a good keyboard and mouse for around $100 that would be a good for a first-time PC gamer? You're in Ireland, so I don't know your prices.
100 euros is basically like
$150. Yeah, but then I don't know
bucks.
How much stuff costs there because I find...
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I don't know.
LinusTechTips.com forum. Go.
Yeah.
Keyboard and mouse section.
The word feature-proof sucks. We don't know. Things can change a lot, but you'll probably be fine.
Okay. My cat was meowing with you guys. Sweet.
Awesome.
Okay, let's see if we've got any more topics that we need to finish up.
You have Xbox Home thing?
Oh. You can. I'm going to see if we have another topic.
Xbox Home! I wonder how many people just got disconnected.
Probably none, because none of them have Xboxes, because they're PC gamers.
I hope someone is watching on their Xbox.
Members of the PC gamer.
I really hope I just disconnected someone. I'm kind of not that sorry if I just disconnected you, but that would be hilarious. I hope someone is.
Oh, let's talk about the... where is it? Oh, I can't find anything.
What are you looking for?
Back to the drawing board. Blizzard, unannounced MMO. Okay. Go, go.
Okay, so Titan. Blizzard's been working on it for a while. This article said they had 100 people on it, and last week we talked about how they moved 150 people to their team.
Yeah, so it seems like there's some mixed messages going on with Titan, but basically, the first kind of news about it came out around, what was it, 2011?
I think they kind of announced, like, the name. That's about it.
I don't think they ever announced the name. I believe that was leaked.
Oh,
so okay. So basically, they've been working on it for a while. It was, they were talking about how we're putting our best developers on it. We're going to blow everyone's socks off. Blizzard has delayed the unannounced MMO. Actually, the article here is a little bit sensationalist in some ways. It's on VentureBeat.com. It says, delays unannounced MMO until 2016. I didn't see a quote from anyone from Blizzard that said it's going to come out in 2016. So
there isn't one. This is 100% speculation about the date.
Yeah.
There is.
And that's their headline. Like, come on, guys.
There's a quote saying that there is not a date.
Yes.
So,
there's no date, but what has been confirmed is that much of the Titan team has been reallocated to other projects.
The core team is still there.
Yes, core team's still
there. They're going to work on redesigning, they're going to change it. They weren't happy with it.
Yeah, they're blowing it up and they're redoing it.
I would way, way rather than they did this. That they did this, then release something that wasn't up to par. I like it when people take the time to release a good
product. I mean, it's nice to have the luxury to have that constant stream of revenue from WoW, game that you made like 1,000 years ago.
Yeah, a lot of people couldn't do this, but it's cool that they are.
Like, Square Enix doesn't even have this option. Nope. Like, if Tomb Raider was, 80% done being built, and it wasn't good enough, they'd still have to release it.
Yep.
And that, I mean, has... I mean, the brutal industry that is game development has killed the brutal industry that is game development in the long run. I mean, Blizzard, Valve, these are going to be the only ones left. And I'm not even convinced Valve's a game dev anymore.
Barely.
When's the last time they made a game?
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's like it feels well, like...
Yeah.
It's like it's a side project. It's like, hey, Gabe, if you're watching...
They're amazing.
I'm still waiting for episode 3. Honestly, though, when we were playing with the Oculus and the Omni... And, like, playing Half-Life 2 a little bit there, I was like, oh, yeah, this is a good game. I wish there was another one like this.
Yeah, I know.
So yeah. What's going to be left? EA.
Blizzard, Valve, EA, because they make sports games. Holy cow, cat. Your cat. Yeah, I don't know. Probably some crazy mobile developer.
Yeah. So that's sad.
One thing I want to call out before we go on to something else is we've been having some email issues. We're getting capped on the amount of emails we can send.
With the forum, you got to give context for stuff. Sorry, we've been having email issues.
I'm tired, man. We've been having email issues with the forum. We're getting capped on the amount we can properly send. So with all the massive amount of giveaways that just went out, we hit our cap for... Yeah, we just destroyed our cap. So... Server's not exactly going to be happy with sending out emails right now. So if you do have a problem, please send an email to info@linusmediagroup.com and ask for, say your account, you're not able to log in for whatever reason. Send an email there, whatever. We will try to fix that. Sorry about the email issues. And yeah, happy to say that we're quite stable lately.
Okay, well, I think we're gonna probably cut the live stream now. So thank you guys very much for tuning in, all 3,500 of you, which is actually phenomenal. There will not be an after party today because we will be packing up for our trip to Computex. Stay tuned on the YouTube channel for the video that's coming up, which is ridiculous, announcing all the cool prizes that we're going to be giving away, courtesy of Western Digital, who's powering our trip to Computex in addition to Corsair, as well as NCIX. And peace out. Cause I'm leaving
on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again.
Actually, I'll be back on the 9th.
And so. I don't know the rest of that song.